Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh yeah, anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Yeah, the drum.
Again, that's a great song. One of the greatest in the world. Today we buried Pedro Krodrock, So we were singing that song at his gravesite. So it's a sad thing for the family and his brothers and sisters that still survive without mother and father. So we have to send blessings and prayers out that way. But it was good ceremonies. So that song is special to all the indigenous people in this world. And that's sang all over the world, as quiet as it's kept. If you can't hear me or something, you know, just send a in the chat or blink off and on or something, you know. You know, anyway, you know, we was going to talk about a few things, and I'm going to let Tahunshi, is he here? Yeah, he's here. And let him lead us off. But a couple of things I was going to talk about. You know, one thing, I guess, is with our people is the Pope's apology, you know. That apology word don't mean nothing to me. You can apologize to me all you want. I don't care. I want to see remorse. Remorse is how you do it. You don't need the word apology if you have remorse. So anybody that wants an apology from somebody, they're too brainwashed into English language. Anyway, the slap became so big that they quit talking about the war. They quit talking about COVID and everything just because two house of us got into it, you know. And once again, I wanted to talk about seeking our own identity. And then we could be in, worry about treaties and all that. They said there was a new wave of COVID that's coming, new game, I guess. And I was thinking about how the prince and his woman, Kate or whatever her name is, how they almost got ran out of Jamaica. And that's something to talk about because some of them countries want their own republic, and the British took them over. You know, so just some things for to wake you up, and after Vember gets done leading us in and welcoming the indigenous nation to tune in to us on this AIM radio show. Tahunshi, I'm going to sound a little bit ghetto here. All right. What it be like, bro?
Let that LA off.
Does that sound cool coming from me? What it be like, bro?
Now they're
even calling each other the N-word, you know? Anyway, Tahunshi.
Oh. Wanna?
Go ahead. Why not?
I'm going to say a prayer and then we'll get to start talking about things. Pray for everybody. Now,
Yeah, I wanted to, like I mentioned earlier, you know, we wanted to get into a couple things on, you know, the Pope's apology, the slap, you know, and our identity, because I, you know, like when you go to events, like I've been to a couple events since last radio show, you get Indians up there talking and, you know, talking. Give them a mic, they start talking, and some of them are brilliant with their words, and then you get some of them start talking about our treaties. But when you go down his house, he's flying the American flag up there in front of his nice house, you know. Another thing that got me was, you know, I was proud. I mentioned it last week how our people protest that Gateway hotel and all that, and that was good. I was proud of them for doing that, but they had a march going down the street, and what was leading the march? Some Indian with an American flag. What the hell? They're talking about treaties at the Gateway Motel, and somebody's walking with an American flag. Our people are all screwed up. You know, that's like saying, yeah, you know, we don't need treaties. We're Americans, you know?
Yep.
The American right. wants to see that, you know? Who the hell lets these people carry American flags in protest? Same way with the crazy horse ride from Fort Robinson. The guy who hooked that up, you know, I ain't going to say his name. But his family was all goons back in the day. They lead that crazy horse ride with the American flag.
Yep.
You know, that American flag is a slap to our face.
Yep.
Especially today when we're talking about treaties. You know, if you want to talk about treaties, you need to open your eyes a little bit. First of all, why should we have ever made a treaty with somebody who broke into our house? Make a treaty with someone who broke into our house? You know, let's make a treaty so I can use the channel changer once a week, you know? We got the shower on Tuesdays, and you, Washichu, got it the rest of the week. That's what the treaty is, you know? Actually, I'm ashamed of that treaty, but that's just me. You know, that's my own opinion, and I give that tell you that from the beginning. My opinion isn't meant to mean everybody, but I sure wish there's some people that agree with that. You know, and then you know, I was talking about the British Empire running. Still running like 14 countries and 54 other deals. You know, they got like 50 something other, you know, colonies around the world, but 14 countries fly that British flag, and Canada's one of them, you know, right up north, you know. So they're still sucking that butt over there. Excuse my language. But you see what I'm saying? The Jamaicans, one of them countries broke away and started their own republic. They call it a republic. So Jamaica and those other countries are trying to break away. Haiti is French. The French also got a lot of colonies around the world. I don't know how the hell some little old bitty country in Europe can have colonies all over, even Tahiti and places like that, you know. Anyway, we could, and the Pope's apology and the slap, you know. You know what gets me is the Washichu making a big thing about a slap, about one house up going up slapping another one, you know, over that Chris Rock made fun of that Jada Smith because she has her hair shaved off because she's got that alopecia or some kind of, you know, it's a disease. You don't make fun of people when they got a disease. And act like G.I. Jane too, you know, making fun of her because when they made G.I. Jane, that woman, I forget her name, she shaved her head off bald for that movie. So that's what Chris Rock was doing. He wanted to capitalize and make a joke off of one of his own kind. And he's good at that. He's good at picking on people of color to make him shine in front of the Washichu. How else can he host such a prestigious event like the Oscars unless he's really doing you know what-y without knee pads? I ain't going to say what you know what-y is, you know. But you know, and that's an example, capping on his own kind just to make them happy. And all the Washichus agree with him. Oh, he can't take a joke. Will Smith was laughing before, and Jada Smith even laughed. You know what? How do they know? This is what I'm talking about, Washichu logic. A laugh. How many times have we laughed before we kick some ass? You know? Laughing doesn't mean nothing. Laughing probably meant, what the hell is this guy doing? Is he crazy? And, you know, and start laughing. He's nuts, you know, and laugh. Because you're laughing at how stupid he is. And then goes up there and, you know, slaps him. He should have used his purse. He should have did more than that. But anyway, he did that. And then Jada Smith laughed because Chris Rock still commented. She's probably laughing. Now look at this guy trying to recover from his embarrassment. Ha ha, you know. But the Washichu has their own logic for laughing, you know. And the Hollywood Washichu is a really impudent, arrogant, no class kind of people because they got they're millionaires. Live in fancy houses with butlers and servants, you know, and they act like you have to set your spoon in a certain place, you have to speak in a certain with elegance, you know, and they watch each other, and if you break one of them rules, you know, they come at you. You can't just be yourself in Hollywood. And even this Indian actor, you know, I heard him right away put that talking about, oh, he's an ex-felon. I don't know who is an ex-felon, but why did he put that out there, you know, Indian? How many Indians are ex-felons? And how many, you know what, one of my relatives right here on the res, stopped a guy from raping his daughter and beat him with a stick. You know what? He went to prison for beating the rapist. And then when he got out, he was a councilman. Now the tribe won't let him run for council because he's an ex-felon. You see how they are? You know, this is some pretty wicked stuff that goes on. Arrogance. First degree arrogance. You know, How many of us have sisters and mothers we had to defend? Lots of us. But nowadays, I guess there's nobody to do that anymore. That's why these perverts are running strong around the res and raping and stuff, because nobody wants to catch them and beat some ass, you know? I hate to sound violent, but that's what they're talking about. Will Smith, that he's a big violent person today, you know? And he even got weak. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have did that. He let them get the best of him. You know, I would have told him, shove that Oscar up your anal. You know, I don't care about an Oscar. Come messing with my sister, my women, or our relatives, or our children. You know,
right where there's a lot of rings.
Yeah, right into the age rings, you know. and you know, Tahashi, how many of us had to fight for our sisters?
You know, if you're Lakota or Native, a majority of these guys probably did. Defending your sister, you know, they mean a lot to us, you know. And that's the thing, you know. And their blood, that blood's never going to be cut anywhere, no matter how long you live. That's going to be your sister, you know. And
when you defended your sister or your daughter, Tashi, if you ever defended your sister or your daughter, what did you ever worry about going to jail?
No, I never did. You know.
And if they were going to take your Oscar from you for defending it, your sister, what would you do?
I would have went over there
and beat him with that Oscar after I was done with it, you know?
I mean, you know, what is an Oscar? What is that thing? It's just a little statue made up something. I don't know. Why all these
Washington... It's a symbol of arrogance, prestige, and all that Hollywood stuff. Everybody knows them Hollywood people are all perverts, sex people. Rated X, Wicked, you know? Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So why do Indians want to get involved in that? Some Indian women said, oh, they should lock him up for assault, you know? For assaulting Chris Rock, a man? They should lock Chris Rock up for verbally assaulting her, you know?
Yep.
Verbal assault's bad too, you know?
Yeah.
You
know, Conscious, something about this Chris Rock, you know, all his jokes pertain to black people, you know, and these Washitus like that. They pay for that, you know.
And Indians too.
Yeah.
He made fun
of
Indians one time.
Yeah.
He got on the stage and went, woo, 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 and did a stupid dance making fun of Indians.
Yeah.
I have to dig that up, but I remember when he did that, you know.
Yeah.
This was long ago, like some years ago, and another comedian did that, and AIM defended them. AIM let them go have a show and funded him to do a show as an apology, you know. Now, we're using that word apology because that word apology comes in big when you talk about Will Smith. Hey, he should apologize. Or he apologized. And now the Pope apology, you know. How great is that word apology? How great is it to apologize to Japanese for dropping atomic bombs on two of their biggest big cities? An apology works for them? What kind of people are you to accept an apology for wicked stuff? I don't want no apology from the Pope and don't care about it. And any Indian that's out there thinking it makes them feel good is way, way brainwashed into wickedness. But once again, maybe there are some people out there that think different than me. And maybe I should give them my apology, you know. But I turned some lines on, you know, and anybody that anybody that wants me to apologize to them, okay, I apologize, but I really don't mean it. You know, I have no remorse for it. You know,
it's just a fancy word again. You know.
Yeah.
So, you know,
bust someone in the face and say, "Oh, I'm sorry." You know.
You know when that pope starts prosecuting all these perverts instead of hiding them, see, they're still hiding these guys.
That would be remorse, right?
Yeah.
What good is an apology?
You know, they're still lying. They're, you know, and if he wants to do something, why don't he come out and say, "Hey, that was wrong of us to make those laws where we go and we're over on the country because there's no white people there." You know, that's why don't he do that? See,
Tashi, right there.
Give us the remorse for that apology
and remorse for that, which should be get all the Catholic Church out of this continent and get them the hell back to Rome or wherever else they want to go, but stay out of this continent. Then that would be remorse. Then you can accept an apology, but they got to get out of here, all the Catholics. And
even
the Indian Catholic, get him out of here. You know, if he's an Indian Catholic, you know, I mean, I hate to say that. My mom was a Catholic for years. Until one time before she left, she told me, she said, "You know what? When I die, I don't want nothing to do with them Catholics." She told me that. I was baptized a Catholic. Does that mean I'm Catholic? You know, I have a godmother. My aunt was my godmother, and I love her to death. Catholic godmother. But not one day did I live life as a Catholic. I broke all them Catholic rules. And my brother Larry right there, I ain't going to speak for him, but I know he was a good Catholic. He got rich off of it.
You're talking about me.
Yeah. I got some ice cream out of my brother being Catholic. ripping off that money box. our donation box.
Look at all the lies they do, and then they pass that box around. They're the richest people in the world, and yet what have they done for us? They've used us, stole all our land, using this white court system.
Killed our everything.
Yeah.
Then they want to apologize, but you know, what good is that? Get all their shit out of here. And give us back what's ours. You know, all the gold they stole, everything. You know, admit all of that. You know, and live up to it. Instead of apologize, that's too cheap. That's nothing. You know how the Washichus are. They're liars. That's what our Tungashima said, and I still believe that to this day, because I haven't met an honest Washichu guy yet. You know, it's sad. You know, if it comes to their money, they'll lie, cheat, everything to keep it. You know, and that's how our teachers are.
I hate to say it, but, you know, every one of them, no matter how nice they are, like you said, even the one that you can call a bro, he's got a dark shadow inside of him, you know?
Yep.
And sometimes you can pull that out of them, you know? Or when you hear them talking to somebody else and they think you ain't listening. You know?
That's what I'm talking about, you know? And if it ever came down to it, depends you or the Washichus, he's going to be Washichu, you know what I mean? They're going to throw you under the bus right away, you know, and you're calling him a bro, you know? Then when you question him, he's going to make all these excuses why he had to do that, you know? And none of them make any sense. None of them ain't even answering what she asked, you know? Why'd you do that, you know? So Washitu, that's how they are. They're professional liars. You know, and these people that talk about these treaties, think about that. They'll twist it around because they were the ones that made those. They even, right after they were made, they even, put their wording in there. Like this three-quarters adult, you know, three-quarter blood, you know, half blood, all of this stuff. That wasn't in that. But yet they stuck it in there, see, to get rid of us. You know, and that's, you know, look at how much they lie. Look at the BIA, all the Washitus. It's controlled by Washitus.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have an Indian woman in there, but what is she doing? Not a damn thing. She's got no power. All she got to do is assign whenever they're doing wrong, she just sign on, oh, this Indian helped us. You know, that's what they want to brag about. You know, it's what
you
it
know,
is.
If real Lakotas ran our tribes, I mean real Lakotas, ones that aren't influenced by Washitu, the first thing they do is take down those American flags. Because that American flag is a symbol of America. And I don't care what any Indian says, that's an American symbol of occupation. And that's why I got 345 on my enrollment card, and that's why you got 344 on yours. You know?
Yep.
Prisoner of war camps. You know?
That's what it is. And,
you have a card in.
Why do we have to have that number? This is modern times, huh? Modern times? Yep. Why do we have to have those numbers in front of our IDs? You know? I mean, it's like, you know, that's something right there, just to remind them who we are, the government. And the government's the one who...
of Nazi Germany. It's reminiscent of Nazi Germany. The only difference is you have a card, and they had it they had their number tattooed on them.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, well, some Indians act like they want it tattooed on them. They're so proud of it, you know.
Yeah. That's the way, you know, they're all mixed up. Our Lakota people, they're wising up. You know, Jesus Christ. You know, like we're talking about, some of these girls walking on to hair color different. Guys are doing it. Go right in their pants. All this shameful shit. You know what I mean? Excuse me.
Yeah.
It's shameful. But yet they're doing this. Why? You know? Be proud of you. Slap on the dress. You know? Grandma and them all wore dresses. There's a reason why they call it Twiganaka. You know? Find it out. Study your tradition. Be who you are. Not something you're trying to be. They'll never accept you as Washitu. You was born Lakota. You're going to die Lakota. When are they going to understand that? Then they defend the Washitu. When a Lakota says something, they don't believe it. But yet, the Washitu says the same thing. It is Lakota. Flop all over it, you know? And that's how it is. But these Indian people, they got to wake up, you know? That's the enemy. You know, and they're still doing it to us today. How many of these Washitus are compensating or giving money for all the minerals, all this land they're stealing? How many are they paying us lease money? Are they giving us, are they sharing this wealth with the people that own the land? Hell no, they ain't. They want it free. They got it free. And that's all that matters to them. And those are things that we got to wake up to.
You know, Tashi, you made me think of something, you know. When, you know, our people, how wicked our people been under this American influence. And the worst thing that comes out of it is being Nauizi, you know. And being Nauizi is a really bad quality for Lakota.
Yeah.
You know, we ain't supposed to be that way, you know. But, you know, I was thinking about, I was looking at when Trump left and all these presidents leave, how they pardon all these wicked people, you know. people for drugs, people for stealing money, one guy for ripping off Medicaid, you know, millions of dollars. No Indian, I don't know one Indian ever got a party. You know why? You know, and I won't ask for a party either, you know. I'm entitled to a party, you know. We all are. How long has I been in prison since the 80s? And my crimes was committed in the 70s, you know. And then after I got out and set. So you figure the last time since I did a crime, how, man, we're talking about 50 years or something like that, you know? Pretty damn close to it, you know, 40 years or something like that. You know, I'm entitled to an American pardon, but you know why I won't apply for a pardon? Because to get a pardon, what the government does is they contact your community and ask your community, do they know you and what do they think of you?
So
right away they go over here. What do you think of this guy? Oh, he's an asshole. He's an ex-felon. He's a rah rah rah. He's dealing drugs. That's why he's got all them trucks and cars and all this stuff over there. He's done, you know. So there goes your party.
Yeah,
you know. Because you can't ask them for some help. They go around. They got a website called RST Live. I don't know if it's still there, but if you ever go check RST Live about Rosebud Sioux Tribe and go in there and it's a blog and talk, you see Indians just attacking each other better than hell.
Yep.
I mean, they even had me front line up there for delivering broken trailer houses and ripping off trailer houses. They had me all kinds of ways, you know. So that's why. How are we going to get a party when our own people think of us like that, you know? So no Indian ever going to get a party. And the same way with Leonard Peltier. There's Indians talking bad about him every day. Indians that don't even know him, don't know nothing about the crime and everything, and they talk bad about him, saying he's guilty. How do they know he's guilty? They weren't there. You know, back in them days, they didn't have video cameras. They didn't have these cell phones. You know, if they had cell phones, the whole FBI and goons could have been locked up, you know?
Right.
It's really messed up. That's why Leonard Peltier is still sitting in there. You know, we have people that say, I'm for my people. I'm for the people, but they're not. You know, another thing you made me think of right now, and you know, I don't like to want to be Mr. Good Guy or Mr. Saint, you know, because I'm not. And none of us are. And we're all just like Toshi when you said shit, you said, excuse me. You know? I mean, that's what we do, right? Because we know we're doing we know we're here in front of talking to people out there. Yep. We don't know if there's children out there listening. And there could be. And there's definitely women. We got three women tuned in here right now on the phone lines, and that ain't counting who else is listening to us all the time. And so we have to represent ourselves back the best we can. So, you know, like sometimes I slip up, you slip up. When you slip up, you know, I mean, I told somebody, hey, don't use that F word. And right away I got hell from them, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, even threatened me. I even got threatened, you know. I mean, don't say nothing, but I'm just telling you, you know, because somebody don't know how, you know. And I didn't cut them off, and I wasn't being discriminating on them. I let them on the show, everything. I let people come on. But just because I said, hey, don't use that word here, because I don't like that word. One Lakota girl got on here some while back, and every other word was the F word. Pretty soon I just shut her off and let her talk, and we moved on. She didn't even know she was shut off. I mean, sometimes things slip out. And if that word slipped out of his mouth, cool, he should have said, oh, okay, and then kept on going. You know, he's probably talking about something good. But you know, when you talk about you're for your people, the first thing for your people, damn it, is, excuse me for saying damn it, the first thing is how you represent yourself in front of the public, in front of the society. How do you represent yourself? If you're for the people, how do you represent yourself? Do you represent yourself violent, as a violent person? Do you represent yourself as a good vulgar language person? Do you represent yourself as King Kong or what? You know, how do you represent yourself in front of the people? We need to represent our people in spirituality. And of course, I appreciate it when somebody sings a Lakota song, you know, on the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I appreciate all this. But don't ruin it right after that, you know?
It seems like these people that do that, it's our own relations doing this. Instead of helping us, it's our own kind, our own people that do this. And why? You know, why are they doing that? Like you was talking about, Noisy, or whatever it is, whatever they're feeling, see? Something's bothering, but yet they think they have a right to go after us instead of supporting and helping, see? We got to stick together on these issues, all these things, see? And what you're saying,
they should be
right,
proud
you
know, of. They should be proud that we're trying to have a decent program for society, you know?
Yep.
And the other thing is that stuff turns to hate so bad that, I'm going to kill that mofo. You know, excuse the language
you know,
again, but
that's not right.
I'm going to kill that mofo, you know? It turns to that kind of hate where now I'm going to get his ass just for that, you know?
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yep.
I don't care. You know, and all I'm saying is, you know, for people that want to come on this show, we got to have some kind of display, some kind of dignity, some kind of morals, and some kind of decent character as indigenous people, native people, or especially Lakota. You know,
in a good way.
You know, I mean, we all make mistakes. Stuff slips out of our mouth. And I understand that. Yeah, I understand that. Just, hey, if I say, hey, you know, I just want you to, because if you did it before and you did it before and did it before, I'm always ready for you because I don't want you to do that. How long does it take you to learn not to do that? You know, where the hell you think you're at? You know, you disrespected this whole program because here we're trying to do a program and try to be as decent as we can. You know, we're trying to be as decent as we can. And we're learning. We're trying to use some big words, you know, like perceive and all that, you know. Dissociation, you know. We're learning how to use some big words, you know, and you know, but first of all, we have women on this radio show, and every woman that I see on this radio show is a mother, and some of them are grandmas already, you know.
Yep.
Are we going to be talking, disrespecting them? You know, we talk about this, remember, you and us, how our mothers were, you know, how our grandmothers were, you know, and that's a big change to modern society. These young women, I heard a woman tell her kid, shut the F up, your little B word, you know?
Yep.
And I said, damn, you know, my mother,
yep.
I mean, yeah, my mother wasn't always the angel either, you know? I had a few spoon marks on my head. But she didn't talk to us like that.
Yeah.
She didn't talk to us like that, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And you know, how do Lakota women tell their children to be quiet? We have a word, we say inila. And how do we say inila to a child? We don't say inila. We don't say that. They just say inila. They kind of whisper it to you, inila, you know?
And they used to tell you, remember where you live, you know? You know, and just those inila, when they told you, remember where you live, that was taking things too far, you know what I mean? But when they said
did you ever hear somebody scream that word, inila, you know?
No, I never heard that. No.
You know, when you say inila to somebody, you almost whisper it to a child. Hey, inila, you know?
Yeah.
And they pick up on it. They pick up on it. When a grandma tells a kid inila, they quiet it down, you know?
We sat down and sat still whenever they told us that, you know?
Yeah.
There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We knew what that word meant, what it commanded, you know?
Yeah. That's a sneal, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and when mom says Humpty Dumpty, that means stay out of there. Don't do that. Because sometimes it sounded like when you're using the language, certain Lakota words get mixed up in the brain. My mom says Humpty Dumpty, that means don't do that. But you see, those were words that our children knew and I knew and made us not do something, you know?
Yeah. Simple. They kept it simple.
You know?
You know, it's a simple way of telling us. And we learned it young, and we lived with that all our lives, you know, because that was the respect. You gave respect when you heard that one word, you know, and there's no questions about it. Nowadays, man, like you were saying, woman cussing out her kid, and, you know, look at how these kids are nowadays, you know, and yet when they do something wrong, that kid is the perfect kid, you know, according to the parent. And you've seen that kid grow up with all this stuff, the way that he was, like you were saying, the way they were cussing him up and stuff, you know? And when they get older and do something bad, then this one here jumps in there saying, oh, that kid was perfect. You know, they're in control of that situation. You know, but they don't want to control
it. Kids learn that behavior. Kids learn that behavior. When you scream at a kid, he thinks that's what you got to do, scream at people.
Yep.
You know?
Or if you hit them all the time, then that's how they grow up. See, that's what it is. You know, it's a learned behavior. But long ago,
that's how American society is. That's how when you go to a protest, when you see people hollering at each other like that, this side against that side, blah 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 blah. You know, and you know they don't know how to keep it. All we do is whip out a drum and start singing. You know, our voices comes out of a song, a drum and song, you know, that's how it started in Standing Rock, Wounded Knee in 1968 when AIM started going to Minneapolis. They weren't screaming on the street. They were walking down with the drum and singing, bringing Native pride, you know, you know, so we need, you know, I say we need, everybody always says we need, but let me change that. I would hope that in the future, our people decide to learn what real indigenous way of life is, the spirituality, learn like Lakota, the Chanupa, the Nipi, you know, these seven ceremonies, you know, learn that and then start living that way. And that, you know, you're going to mess up some way down the line here and there, but stay on that track. Stay on it. You know, a lot of us go through hell when we carry a Chanupa. And we got to hang on to that Chanupa like a lifeline, you know. We got to hold on to it tight because that's the only thing that's going to bring a sanctuary in our life. You know, we can't get depressed and throw it away and give up and just do this and that, you know. Sometimes I get to some situations, Tanashi, where my eyes are bulging out. I wanna really get down and dirty, you know. But I always remember the Chanupa. And another thing I always remember is how my mom's face looked when I made her sad. You know, when we made our mom sad, that was a ugly feeling. You know, that was like shame. That was like, if you're a turtle, you're going to stick your head way in there, you know, you know, stay in there for a while, you know, but people want treaties. They want to be respected. But they got these little issues like cussing around here, you know, getting all fired up and start effing this and effing that and effing, you know. And then when you say, hey, don't use that word, you know, we got to control these things, our way of life. You know, we got to control it. We need, if we think we deserve to have treaties acknowledged, then first understand, who are you to need a treaty acknowledged? Who are you? You know, do you want to have a treaty? It's like a relative of mine said, hey, if you guys get that money for the Black Hills, let me know. You know, but the rest of the time, this sucker's living like an American. Does that guy need? You know, they only want to be Indian when it comes to money or something, a benefit to them, you know.
Yeah.
But any other time, they run around making fun of us.
Yeah.
You know, making fun of us. And, but anyway, Jennifer Blackout's on it. I'm proud whenever she shows up, and Phillip's on the line, and you heard Layla, she's back there with her little sweet laugh, you know.
There we go.
Yeah. She's our rooting section, you know. Got to have a rooting section, you know.
Right.
Like Jay Leno and all the night shows, they have a whole band. We don't have a band. We have Layla. You know,
yeah. You are so sweet.
You know, yeah. Yeah, she's our rooting section, and she's been rooting for Leonard Peltier ever since Leonard been down, you know. And she supports AIM ever since, all her life, you know. And she supports in fighting for the against injustice for people, you know. And, you know, so I'll say that about her. So anyway, Philip, you're on.
Yeah, I, you know, about this Pope, I think you guys hit it right on the mark. And Vimber, what he was describing, you know, this, it, him apologizing. But what are you doing about it? And this is where we get into what's known as making an amends. You know, people say they're sorry all the time. And like you said, Wombly, it's said so often that there's no meaning behind it anymore. So you could say, I'm sorry, but if you don't feel that in your heart, then are you really sorry? And they don't feel it in their heart. They think that what they've done is absolutely fine. If you want to make amends, in my opinion, and granted, we're talking about indigenous nations north of this fake border that they have down there, because they did similar things to my people down in Mexico, okay? But there weren't boarding schools, okay, where they took children away and killed the children if they didn't assimilate. But they need to make an amends. And they are the richest country in the world. That's the Vatican. It's the richest country in the world.
Yep.
And they need to open up their coffers and make amends that way. Granted, money is not going to bring back the lives of those that are lost, those that were taken from indigenous people. But it will certainly help a lot of natives that are struggling. You know, we have to live in this society the way it is now, and money is, you know, what gets you your groceries and, you know, pays for your gas and pays for your heating and all that. They need to open up their coffers. Somebody blow the door off that vault. That's what they need to do. And quite honestly, somebody actually needs to say something when they're there and he's making these statements and say, you're full of shit. You want to apologize to us? You want to make amends? Then open up the vault and give us what belongs to us. You've stolen all this gold from our people. You've raped our Mother Earth right here. You've stolen all of our resources. And you think that, you know, we're supposed to just forgive you because you said you're sorry? Garbage. Garbage mentality. That's called pacification. There's another big word for the show. Pacification.
Yeah, good.
And the pacifier.
Pacification.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down,
they're
bro.
They're putting a binky in there. Their apology is nothing more than a binky. That's it.
The
there's another big word for the show. Binky. I hope you're writing these good words down so that we can refer to them later. Oh, there's another big word.
Refer.
Yeah. there's just so much going on in this. Like, I was listening to John Cain's show the other day. And when you want to talk about theft of resources and the American lying, take what just happened up in New York with the Salamanca and how this Democratic governor wasn't even elected, was appointed when Cuomo had to step down, how she just extorted millions of dollars from the Seneca up in Salamanca over a gaming contract where the wording didn't even mention anything about they had to pay. And here's where we go into natives being involved in their government, because Deb Haaland was asked, that department was asked to step in and make a judgment. And she said nothing.
Aww.
And let the governor take what they did was they put a freeze on all the accounts. And the sad thing is all those accounts are tied to monies that they have to pay out for employees' wages, the overhead costs of running the casino, and then there's, trash removal and all this other stuff that is paid for through those revenues. And then on top of that, a judgment coming from the state of New York stating that that in all actuality, the state of New York was paid, they were compensated more than what they deserved. Because when it gets broken down, they take 25% right off the top. The state of New York gets 25%, and that's a revenue sharing. Well, it was supposed to end a couple years ago. There was nothing in their gaming compact that stated that they had to continue paying after 14 years. And
are you saying
the show from John Keynes, and it's really interesting his take on what's going on with his tribe, because that's where he's from. He's from Salamanca. And
Member Tanashi, Tom Red Eyes from Salamanca, and I've been to his res quite a few times.
Yeah.
And I went to their casino. Me and Tom were coming down the elevator, and
yeah,
they had a fancy casino. We even got an elevator. We're coming down the elevator, and some guys stepped in the elevator with us. Some guys, they look like mafioso, man. They were the ones running that casino, and they had one Indian guy with them,
Yeah.
And the Indian guy was all suited down, wearing rings and all this, and he had a ponytail, kind of trying to grow hair, trying to look Indian, but he was suited down just like the mafioso. And he just shunned me and Tom, like, he's an Indian, we should acknowledge each other, hey, what's happening, bro? And he just ignored us, I said, natives, I don't care what tribe you're from, wherever you are, that's why I don't believe the Washitu. Natives are automatically, normally, social, decent, hospitable, and acknowledging each other in public, even if you don't know each other. We just say, hey, bro, where you from? Right away, conversation starts. We don't say, hey, show me your ID card. We don't do that, We automatically have a good, I need to learn that big word, that dialogue with each other, with Indians, But once they're Americanized, they think they're better than you, And it's getting like that, where this Indian thinks he's better than that Indian, This Indian thinks he's more Indian than that Indian. This Indian thinks his tribe's better than that tribe. This Indian thinks a United States Indian's better than a Canadian Indian or a Mexico Indian or a Peruvian Indian. They get in these stupid, hateful trips where we're all relatives. We're all one people in the beginning of time. Before they had Canada, before they had the United States, before they had Mexico and all these countries, we were just one people. It was one big nation of Indians, natives, all from top to bottom. They didn't have countries and states and all that. They just had different language and different tribes, and they fed each other. They traded with each other, and they helped each other out, One of them liked to fish. One of them liked bear meat. One of them liked buffalo. One of them liked, all the way down to whatever, you know, we didn't step on each other's toes that way either. How are you going to step on somebody's toes when he's got a whole different diet than yours or something, you know? You know, we didn't step on each other's toes, you know? If some Indian tribe liked to fish, you know, Lakota say, hey, come over here. We got some good fish over here. Yeah. And they say, yeah, there's some buffalo over here down here by Washington. Yeah, okay, we'll go over there, you know, or you know, in the area, not Washington. But we weren't stepping on each other's toes before the Washita came. When those Spaniards came into the South and these Washita came in from the North, then we seen bitterness, hate, division, and cowardly acts, you know? And then that's when I see they got a map. You ever see that map? Remember? They got a map that Indians are putting up. And on that map tells where every tribe belongs, you know? Lakota. They didn't say Lakota. They say the Sioux are from here. And they say, we need to implement this in the schools. How I wouldn't implement that map, because we didn't have no borders. You know why? That's how stupid Indians are. We need to implement this map in the school. How Lakota, I told you, I seen some rock art way down in Texas by Mexico where Lakotas were having Sundance down there.
Yeah,
there was a Wakia Dreamers and everything there, you know?
Yeah.
They were, you know, they were dancing to the Wakias and everything. I seen this rock art. They even had a puppy prepared for food. You know how you separate the tail from the body, the head from all that? They drew that picture. And way down there. So that shows me, you know, we didn't have no borders. We didn't just send that to South Dakota then. We didn't have no South Dakota. We just had our land, and our land was endless reaches, you know, endless.
Yep.
And all the tribes had the same theory of life, endless. They could go where they wanted, you know. They weren't fighting over anything, and everybody was eating. We didn't have hunger, you know. There was no hunger back then. We got hunger because they put those borders up.
Got taken care of. You know, even the laziest guy got taken care of. Even the so-called reclaiming or the prostitute got taken care of. Everybody got taken care of. You know, there's nobody pushed out. Everybody helped everybody. And the barter system we had is barter.
I like those rhinos down in, and that used to be in White Clay, and you see them up in Rapid City.
Heck yeah.
They all collect money. They all collect money, and they all pitch in to buy a drug. One of them might only have one penny. One of them might not have no money. One might have a dime, a quarter, a dollar. But when they get a drug, they all share it equally. You know,
they pass
you
around.
Don't say, hey, you only drink one penny's worth. They don't do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have equality, you know? And that's Lakota manners they have, you know?
Yep.
You know,
that's
it
true.
Isn't
no,
about
that's...
the alcohol. It's the common sense of sharing and equality, you know? When we got a buffalo, we didn't say, you didn't help us shoot this buffalo, so you ain't getting no meat. You know, everybody shared it.
You know? That was the way people lived back then. So when the white man says that, when we came, you guys were warring. That's a bunch of BS. That's their way of thinking. That's how they lived. So they think we did the same thing here. No, that wasn't true. You know, everybody got along. We traded whatever, you know, something that didn't have value to you might be real valuable to this person over here. So you might give a buffalo hide for an abalone shell, you know, and things like that. That's how it was done, you know.
Well,
and yet,
well, you see,
still try to lie about it.
Yeah, but you know, there's one thing the Washichu cat take from it. Look at our character. It's just like I said. You know, I don't know Philip, but when I went over there to meet Philip, we were bros right off the top.
Yeah.
Because we're the same people, you know.
Yeah.
Tom Red Eye, when I went to Salamanca, I was sad. They took care of me like a king. When I went to Navajo Rez, they fed the hell out of me, mutton and everything. You know, wherever I go, I'm treated good by our own people. They don't say, what the answer you doing on my Rez? They don't do that. Maybe there's some that would because they're goons in their own way.
Yeah.
But a normal Indian isn't like that. They say, and the other thing they do is, I met so-and-so at Lawrence, Kansas, or I met so-and-so. You know, they right away, they tell you who they know from your tribe, you know? Yeah, I met Russell Means in Lawrence, Kansas. I met so-and-so at Sippy in New Mexico, you know? There's always some, or I really got, like some Indian told me one time, I met your dad in San Francisco. We really got drunk, you know?
Yeah.
We have the character of friendship and honor and respecting each other before we war, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but there's always somebody that will come in and throw a wrench in the fire nowadays, you know? You know, and that isn't a native culture. That isn't indigenous, and that ain't Lakota virtues, like they call it, you know? It isn't Lakota virtues when you start hating your own kind and want to kill them, you know? We didn't have that. And
people, think about this. You know, how do you live by the Chinupa? See, now think about that. There's laws that come with that. And one of them is compassion. Think about all they say. But if you don't have compassion, there's no sense in carrying that. See, long ago, people lived by that. See, if they lived by the Chinupa, just think of how all these people were, you know, everywhere, you know. The way they lived, it was togetherness. Everybody was together, see. The Washichus came and tried to change that. Spaniards came and tried to change that, see, by lying. You know, the Catholic Church, all these people, they came. Oh, you guys were fighting before we came. No, think about that Chinupa and how we're supposed to live by that, see.
Yeah.
And all these Washichus and their stories is a bunch of BS. That's why they call it history. It's one man's story. And everybody believes in that. Like that Bible, they say Jesus Christ said, you know. How do they know that? You know, they weren't alive. They didn't visit him, but they killed him. They sure did that, you know. They didn't trust him, so they killed him. We didn't do that. Lakotas didn't do that. But yet all these Christians, these Indian Christians believe that, you know. How can one man die for your sins? You know, I didn't commit no.
Columbus called us people of God.
Yeah.
You know, and that was true. If we were as wicked as the Washichu says, how the hell are they over here? How did 40 Washichu come over here and end up into 300 million? You know, how did they do that if we were so savage? Because we helped them along. We fed them. We helped them when they got sick. We pitied them ungrateful people, them invasive species. We pitied them. We pitied their children. You know, that's how they came across. And then they were hurt, and we said, just stay here till you get well. And here they ended up stand for good. You know? They ended up stand for good. And that's what the problem is. You know, they want to talk about how evil we were, and they want, and Christians want to believe that. They say, we're all sinners. Hell no. You know, animals ain't all sinners. Eagle is an eagle. He lives without sin. You know, every creature on earth is designed to be what Waka and Tonka made him to be. We were made to be a certain way. There was no sinners till they came, you know? You know, everything on earth has Washichu influence now, you know? That's why, you know, that's why if you start feeding bears, if you start doing something, our animals even get corrupted, you know? And they're mad at bears. They want to kill bears. They want to kill wolves. They want to kill mountain lions. They want to kill eagles. They make a number of how many eagles you can kill or how many mountain lions you can kill, you know, and they live by that, you know. We didn't live that way, you know. We didn't live that way. Everything served a purpose, but to the Washichu, all we were was another form of wildlife. You know, we were like anything else. We were meant to be killed, murdered. The only thing is, they're so sick and perverted. They seen that they could have our women. You know, and that was a bad thing. But anyway, Jennifer, your line's open too.
Yeah, I've just been sitting here listening to everybody. I personally,
what topic catches your attention?
Huh? I personally was one of those that didn't know that the Oscars were even on until I see my news feed about Chris Rock. I'm just not much of a person that watches TV a lot. So kind of don't get involved in that kind. I don't expend too much time, and I really don't care, basically. They all do what they're going to do. But
why are Indians involved in that? You know, that's what made, that's what our comment's about. It ain't about how our people been, how many times we've been personally slapped or had to slap somebody else. You know, I mean, like we started out with the show, there's been, you know, we have to defend our women. We have to defend our children. Even if a man's not a good fighter, we're going to help him out, you know. That's how we are. You know, we're not trying to be violent, but damn, in these modern times, these people are insulting us, you know. They insult us, and there's no way to deal with it. You know, Chris Rock, you know, according to people, he didn't say nothing bad. But think about it. What if you were sitting there, you know, and then this house up got up and cracked a joke about your problem or your wife's problem, you know? What if somebody cracked a joke about your wife's problem in public, you know, like that? What do you do? Just sit there and laugh and let them get away with it? You know, Will Smith put him in his place where it belongs, right there in front of stage and God and everybody. You know, that Chris Rock will probably be a little careful. But no, he's not. You know, later on in the show, four guys got a director's award. And one of them was a big black guy from India, or, you know, dark-colored guy from India. And Chris Rock said, four white guys. He made that guy a white guy just to be funny, just to hurt his feelings, you know. A little while later during that. So he actually didn't learn. And that hurt at that guy, that black guy's feelings. And he said, you know, Chris Rock, you're a dick. He said that. Excuse the word, you know. But you can call me Rich or you can call me Dick. You can call me Rick, you know. You know. But that's what he called Chris Rock, you know. You see, Chris Rock cracks these jokes to hurt people, to make him look good in front of, and then to say, to give credit to all white guys for making a movie or a documentary. You know, that Chris Rock is wicked, and I told you, he cracked a joke about Indians one time, and he went, ooh, on the stage and tried to fake a little war dance, you know, making fun of Indians. You know, that guy don't belong up there. And I'm glad he got slapped. You know, I don't care what anybody says. You know, it's too bad he got slapped by another Rudy Poot, you know, because that Rudy Poot now is crying about it, saying he wish he never did it. He's sorry. And he's crying the game about, he said he gave up, he quit the film industry, you know, and all that, you know. So, who's snoring? Is there somebody snoring already? I hear some wind. Kind of sound like a snore, you know. But maybe it's somebody shooing some smell out of a door. Sometimes that smell, that makes that sound, wishing sound, you know. You know. But you see, not to cut you off, Jennifer, but that's how we, that's my take on that whole deal. I, like you, I would have never cared anything about that whole Oscar stuff because I don't watch it. I don't care who gets a big award, you know. I mean, if they gave Vimber Award, I'd say, how the hell did he get that, you know?
Right.
I'll say, what the hell's Vimber doing? He must have sucked ass to get that right away. You know, but you know, we don't care about those symbolic items. Natives do, you know. If we get a feather, you know, that's an honor, you know. And having you know, just good appreciation is good enough for us, you know. You don't need to give us no medals or no honors or no awards for anything, you know. What kind of award do you want me to give you, Philip? Any, can you think of any?
No, not at all.
What kind of award, if I gave you, would make you feel real good about me?
I don't need an award to make me feel good about you. We're brothers.
Yeah, there it is there. You know, that's all we need is to know we're all right with each other, you know. We don't need to, you know, if We're just not that kind of people, you know. But look at the American. They give awards for everything. They give awards. That's what they do. They put on an awards show, you know. They put on a big ceremony to give somebody a medal for killing Indians, or like for shooting down an Iranian jet with 290 people on board. They all got they got awards and a big hero's welcome in San Diego, the Vincennes. You know, that's how they are, you know. When a pilot goes out on 80 missions and drops a bomb on 80 missions, they call him a hero. They don't count how many each one of those bombs killed. You know, how big of a murderer that guy is. You know, they don't count that. The Americans is really sick people. You know, they give medals for being stupid too. You know, they, you know, but our people ain't like that, you know. We, not even money will pacify us. All we want is like someone said, just to be left alone, or treated with respect, or respect our children, you know. And we don't care. If you can do that, then we can all live normally with each other. You know, but the American don't know how to do that, you know, because they're always going to do something to one of us. They're always going to kill one of us, come steal our land. They're always going to do something, and they don't belong in this country, you know. And then if they, like when they killed, what's his name? A good blanket. I was trying to think of his name. That young kid, the young one they shot in his own bedroom. Yeah. The cops. What was it? Ma Sivis. Good blanket. The cops killed him. Both those cops got medals and awards of honor for killing this guy. And the county that he lived in, of all counties, was Custer County, Oklahoma. How can you give people medals for murder? You know? Why do you give anybody medals for murder? You know? When you joined the military, when those generals got wall-to-wall medals on their chest, that shows how big of murderers they are. But to American society, oh, that's an honorable man. Look at this guy. You know, look at all his medals he got for killing people. You know? And then when somebody shot back at him and hit him in the leg or something, he gets a medal called a Purple Heart, you know, to kind of an apology medal for getting shot while you're killing people, you know. You know, why do they give medals for murder? I don't understand that. And here they'll call us savage on this radio show. They'll call us haters. Me and Vimber, Philip, and all of us, you know, we're savages. But yet, they give medals for murder, you know. The bigger the murder, the bigger the medals, you know. Yeah, and then they got nerve to call somebody else a war criminal. You know?
Yeah, you know? They're the biggest war criminals in the world.
Yeah.
The biggest one. And yet they...
Yeah.
Look what they did to Saddam Hussein. You know, he wasn't no... I mean, he didn't do all of that stuff. He got blamed for it, you know.
You know what they killed him for?
He did it.
Yeah. You know, he drove into a, Saddam Hussein pulled into a town, and his enemies had a, it was a setup. When he pulled into the town, they attacked him. They tried to assassinate him, and he got out of it. So
yeah.
His troops went into that town looking for who did it. They killed people, you know? So that's what
yeah.
they said they convicted Saddam Hussein for killing people, for retaliating for what they did to him, you know? And they were his enemies. And to be more wicked about it, his the U.S. let his enemies be the judge and executioner. Those
yeah.
the judges that took him to trial were the opposite Islam of him. They were his enemies, you know. It's like
yep.
it's like using they know how to divide and conquer. That would be like having the Dakota take Lakota to trial and execute him, you know. They're so good at that, they make them fight each other and hate each other. That's what they're doing in Ukraine and Russia right now. You know,
yep.
that's what they're doing in South America. That's what they're, you know, and at the same time, they just bombed Yemen, the Americans. They bombed in Africa. As all this
yeah.
stuff is going on, they're still out right this minute bombing people, you know, killing people and getting medals for it, you know, and getting pay raise.
Shit that works.
Yeah.
You know, they don't understand what they're doing. I guess Putin ain't no murderer like they are. You know, he's doing it out in the open, showing people America has
yeah,
to.
Yeah, well, what it is he's trying to prevent them from getting nukes there.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
you know, because they already killed a bunch of Russians. They're already doing stuff. You know,
well, you know
it ain't like what you hear on the news. It's a
yeah,
whole different ball game in reality. But here's the thing: what I was going to ask you about, you know, the prince William and his wife Kate went down on a holiday down to the Caribbean, thinking you know they're going to be welcomed and all
yeah.
this. Instead, they protested down there.
Yeah.
You know, And those countries, a lot of them, and the British are also thinking about going ahead and giving them their freedom, you know, you know, because it's modern times and those people protested William Kate for all their war crimes
yeah.
and slavery, murders, massacres they did to black people and human trafficking and all that stuff they did, you know. They threw it right
yeah.
in their face down there while they were having a vacation, you know. Here he's there with his swim trunks on and trying to look, enjoy his vacation, and there's a bunch of people calling him murderer and all of that, descendant of murderer. You know, that ruined their vacation, you know. It screwed
yeah.
up their hamburger for the day, you know. And they tried to get out, talk their way out of it. But it offended them. They had to go back to Britain and tell them what's going on. So,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
so the British government is wondering about that, how to deal with that, you know, how to handle that. And in one country, they already cut loose. I forget if it's Belize or something like that. They
yeah.
gave them, they let them go their own way.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't help them no more.
Yeah.
And so Jamaica yeah. and those other, countries are trying to get free too, you know. And what's crazy is Puerto Rico's trying to turn American, you know? You know? You know, that I, and then you got Haiti, the French run that country.
Yeah.
But how's that pertain to us? You know, why, yeah. why are we talking about it? Why am I talking about it? Because it's the same thing with us. They're in our country, these British, they came over here. And they had a big fight with each other. And once one British said, okay, now we're going to be called American. But still they're British, you know?
Yeah. Rich,
so
rich,
the
rich.
American is still British. And they're still French, you know?
Yeah.
They're nothing different. And they're occupying us. Shouldn't we have the same reason like them Jamaicans and confront them and tell them you war criminals, you're human traffickers and you're this and this and this, you know?
As I say, they're just not, you know, these are our own people are our greatest enemies when it comes down to that, if you think about it. How many of these, like you were saying, how many of these Indians want to be American, you know? And look at all the thieving they do right under their noses, and yet they still want to be American. Look at all the gold they stole out of the Black Hills. Look at Grandpa Pulstro when he went to Washington, D.C. to get that that Sundance, or the Sundance opened up for Swagman to do it out in public. They gave it to him in 63, and then they said that they wanted him to go home and say that was in compensation for the Black Hills. So he said, no, what do you take me for, a fool? He said, give me all the money, all the gold you stole. He said, money worth all the gold you stole, and I'll take that back and I'll tell them. And we could start negotiating. He said, in other words, compensate what you took. Then we'll negotiate, he said, a lease. So that's why the Congress and the Washitos got mad, and they didn't do nothing until 1978. So it should have been law in 63. But they waited till 1978 after Wounded Knee to do that. See, to appease the Indian again, you know, to make it seem like the United States government was treating the Indians good. That's the public view of it. See, oh, they gave the Indians the right to do that. That's how they are. They're liars. See, and all these other Washitu races. Oh yeah, they did this, but you know they okayed it. You know they get on board with that. All these lies that they feed these other countries, like you were saying, they're bombing all these other countries, but where's the war criminals in those? America's doing this. They're doing it right now by arming Ukraine, you know?
Yeah.
Why is Putin the only war criminal, you know? And then America made an agreement that they could use nukes if they didn't dissolve NATO. See, that's why the USSR fell, because there was a peace treaty that they got rid of. But they wanted to protect their borders. That's why the USSR was in control. See, but they lied to the Russians, and that's what Putin was talking about when he said, "Why should I make a treaty with you guys during that nuclear warhead deal?" He said, "Why should I make a treaty with you guys when you guys change it, and every 4 years, that guy wants something different," he said. You know, he was talking about that, because that USSR, when it fell, they gave these other countries the freedom, but they were still Russian. That was the agreement. And America was supposed to do away with NATO, but they didn't do that. See, they lied, and they added more nations to it, see. And then they authorized Russia that they could use nuclear warheads or nuclear power. So all he's doing is living up to the promise white America made, the lie that America made. Everybody forgets that. See? And now Putin's the bad guy? No. Who's lying to who?
America is lying to these people in Russia. See, that's what it is.
Yep.
People forget his history. See, Putin's not a bad guy. Shit, Biden's the one that's a big old murderer. Look at all these other countries he's bombing. Then he's supplying all the weapons to the Ukraine.
You know, they said Ukraine is supposed to be a poor country. But that crybaby leader they have, the president, is a multimillionaire. They're saying, how did he become a millionaire in a poor nation? He must be corrupt.
Yep.
And Tulsi Gabbard, she was running for president last time. I was listening to her. She always comes out with some stuff, you know. She said the United States is prolonging that war by participating in it. She said Biden and them are prolonging it. They're not bringing it to an end. If they would have stayed out, it probably would have been all over. All they want is like a change in government, like they say, regime change, a change in policy, government policy. They don't want
it
to allow
police,
them to have weapons and U.S. Influence there in that country, you know. So it would have been over with, you know. The people could have still had their stores and work and all that if they would have just went in, switched to government or agreed on it or something, you know. But no, the U.S. went in and turned it into a war. They turned it into something big. They made it happen. And they're prolonging it right now. That's what Tulsi Gabbard said, you know. And she brought out some good points. She said they're prolonging it. She says, why are they helping a country that can't win? You know, the more they get involved in it, the worse it gets. The more brutal it gets. The more, like, they destroyed a whole city called Mariupol because, you know, the more they try to intervene, the worse it gets. Well, if they would have stayed out of it, it would have been a 2 or 3 day deal and been over. And the people wouldn't have had to leave and all that. It would have just said, okay, now we're just going to change, you know. It's like changing a president every 4 years, you know.
Yep.
They would have just changed president, you know, without the war. But, you know, they're prolonging it, and they're bringing this 300, 400, 800 million they're giving to Ukraine. Where are they getting the money from? Well, back in 2014, they took the money out of IHS. They took the money out of other government fundings and budgets. But IHS was a big one they got. If an Indian looks back to when IHS disappeared, it disappeared in 2014, you know? So go and figure that out, you know? Go and figure that out, 2014, you know, when IHS started, you know? And then Obama was in on that, you know? Obama, Hillary Clinton, and all of them, you know. Everybody talks about how great Obama was. He is as wicked as they come, you know.
He was a
Hasapa with a big smile and a con artist. I seen a picture of him. I seen a picture of him looking at a woman's butt. Man, you should have seen his tongue was just swinging. You know, right at a, you know, he didn't care. There's a picture of him doing that, him and the French president. Well, they, you know, they was just being men, I guess you could say. But, you know, everybody talks about how great Obama is. Man, that guy was sending drones into Pakistan where there was no war doctrine. He was bombing weddings. He was bombing schools. bombing hospitals, just like any other Washichu.
Yep.
So, you know, no American president is worth our support. No American government is worth our support. That mayor of Rapid City, Indians were voted for him. He didn't deserve that, you know? But Indians want to get involved in this stuff, and they call it, oh, we're just moving ahead. Look at, we got Deb Haaland in there. We got the first Indian on Vogue magazine. We got the first Indian over here. We got the first Indian over there. I mean, they're so proud to fit in where they don't belong. When an Indian gets in place in some Washichu deal, then what good is it? You know? Yeah, that's right. Pull another string they can pull. When they put an Indian in there, that's another string they can pull on us. That's a good one there, you know? And you know, I don't think we belong supporting them no kind of way. If we want to survive in a good way, we need to learn our own culture. We need to learn the value of it, learn the value of our spirituality, and from there, the spirits will tell us how to win.
Yeah.
Let Wakantanka guide us, you know?
Yeah.
Don't let some big mouth AIM leader over there or some big mouth black leader over there be an influence on how we should live. We need Wakantanka to guide us. And when we started giving up on Wakantanka, that's when they took over on us. You see, in the beginning, Crazy Horse and them before him, they weren't into that. They fought it. We kept our spirituality, and our spirituality kept us safe. But once they started taking away our spirituality with alcohol, you know, and things that could corrupt our minds, you know, then it changed. Then we lost it. And all the way up to modern times, like now, how do you change an Indian when you see him running in a place with blue hair and pink hair and some girl had her hair bleached halfway up front? She thought she looked cool, but when I seen her, I thought she was bald-headed. I felt bad for her. I pitied her. I said, well, I said, poor Lakota girl, you know, and here I looked, and hair was just bleached, you know?
Yeah.
But you see, we're getting screwed up left and right, even the men, you know? I seen a Lakota guy had his hair all shaved all the way around, but he had one ponytail straight up like a palm tree, and he is really strutting in there, you know. I mean, we need. I hope that we could learn, and our children can learn more about our culture, our spirituality.
Yeah.
And what real Lakota virtues are. Not them Lakota virtues they're trying to spread on Facebook and all that. Real Lakota virtues. The biggest Lakota virtue is being Lakota, right?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, free from American, free from Washichu, free from Hasapa, free from all these other cultures. The main thing is learn to be Lakota, you know, and learn from there about the drum, the spirituality, Chanupa, yeah, our ceremonies. Learn that. But you know, you can, these people, they can talk all day about, yeah, we need to feed our people. We need to do this. We need to have our treaties. We need to do that. Here, they want treaties, but the guy in front of the march for the treaties flying American flag, you know?
Yeah.
How do you win? How do our people get their identity back without the main thing, learning to be Lakota?
Yep.
To be Lakota, that means you can't be nothing else. That means you can't be American, Washichu, Hasapa, or nothing else. Just be Lakota. Yep. Just be proud of who you are. Or if you're Apache, be proud of that. Be proud of being Yaqui. Be proud of being Navajo. Be proud of being Cheyenne. Be proud of being Seneca. Be proud. That's the only way. Then we don't need to worry about no treaty. Then we can go up to them and tell them, hey, you're war criminals, just like them Jamaicans are doing.
Yeah.
Them Jamaicans ain't Americans. They know it. They're not British, even though they talk in English. You can see it all over their face. They're not British. So why are they under British control? They're black as hell. How are they British? And they understand that. They understand that. They can do something about it. Why can't we do something about it? We can't do nothing about it because we're still playing American. We're still playing Hasapa. We're still playing everything else. You know?
Yep.
Learn
your language. If you want to be, you know, who you are instead of a Washichu. You ain't Washichu. You'll never be Washichu.
There it is there. Never. You know?
Yeah.
Never. And look at Bimber. He's our influence here. He takes us off in prayer, and he takes us out with prayer in Lakota. And I'm not saying, you know, trying to put Lakota on top of everything. But what Vimber has proven to our listeners and to all those around them is that we're indigenous. We're 100%.
Yep.
As long as we hold on to Vimber and hold on to the wisdom of our tribal people like Vimber, then we have the voice and the strength to tell that Washita go back to Britain and leave us alone. Get the hell out of here. You know? If you want to stay here in this country, okay, stay here, but it's no longer America. It's no longer U.S. This is indigenous land. When you come into our homes, I don't care. You're respecting us. You know? We ain't voting for no more white guy to run our country again, you know?
Yep.
You see, we can't do that right now because we're not like them Jamaicans. Some of us still think we're white. They still think we're American because we're talking English. But this radio show is the only one that you're going to hear anywhere that's 100% native indigenous culture radio, because we got real cultural people here. Phillips over there working on Chanupa, you know.
Yep.
Look at Jennifer, you know.
Yep.
Jennifer, her bloodline and how she lives her life, ceremonies, you know. And we start out with a indigenous Lakota language, prayer, you know. Sure, we're talking English, you know.
Start into Lakota.
Yeah.
Start
but we have to, we have to feel like those Jamaicans. Those Jamaicans look at each other and they say, man, we're black as hell. We ain't British. You know? And we don't want to, you know, and they confronted that William and Kate, you know? And that was good, you know? They acknowledge who they are and how they got to that island. They got to that island because of human trafficking. The Washichu was trafficking them and turned them into slaves and killed off the, and they even said this, and they killed off the indigenous people on those islands. That's why the black culture became stronger, because they needed more slaves. They didn't need more Indians. Indians were too Wachinko all the time. We were pouting too much, you know. You can't make a pouting Indian do nothing. You point a gun at his head and he's gonna say, you know. You know? So we're worthless. But they backed them over, and them Jamaicans understand it. And they're telling the British government what they did, and they're pointing it out. You know, the one guy said, if you think I'm lying, look at me. What color am I? He told a prince that. I ain't white. How the hell did I get here? If you're telling, if you're not a liar, why am I standing here? You know, look at my people, you know. So that was a good thing, what they did. But we can't do that. Why can't we do that? We can't do that because right down the road, there's someone flying an American flag. Right in the tribal building, they're flying an American flag. They call the FBI on us when they get mad at us, you know. When they get mad at us, they call the FBI on us, you know.
Yeah.
If they want to punish us good, they play white to us, you know. And nowadays, after they destroyed us with drugs and alcohol, it looks like they're telling the truth when they say we deserve it. Okay, Jennifer, you got any last comments?
Well, I'm just going to keep going to ceremonies. And there's so much stuff going on that we don't really have time for all this pettiness. We've really got to stay focused with what we need to do, that the Spirit tell us in guiding us to come together and, you know, Sundance season, and pretty soon we're, you know, all of us are starting to get ready for ceremonies already. And those thunder beings have come, and we just really need to pray and refocus ourselves, even as what you're all said. I really appreciate your words of wisdom, Wombly, because you keep the people focused of what it means to be an Amster and what it means to be Indigenous and Lakota, and not be trying to blend in with society.
Yeah, when we keep our own culture, then we're like them Jamaicans. I hate to use that term, but you know, maybe we're not black as hell, but we're red as hell, you know. Philip, last comment.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it was a really good show. And, you know, I forgot to do something last week. I forgot to say something last week about this. So I'd like to say a belated happy birthday to Anime Duakwash, who would have been 77 years old last Saturday.
Happy birthday, Anime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just don't let her daughter, Harry, say that on the AIM show. Because we get blamed for that. But I appreciate you giving her credit because Anna May deserves credit. And we shouldn't be deprived of giving her acknowledgement. But her daughter deprives her old mother from being accredited and acknowledged by people. And with that, Layla, hurry it up. One last word and we got to go.
Okay. What Jennifer said. I love
what
you
did
all.
You say?
But you're wise and you have a fabulous show and you maintain dignity and it's beautiful.
Oh, stay. All right. Vimber and Larry, anything?
No, just all ears.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah, Larry's sitting there like that. Larry's sitting there like that. Remember that mad comic? All ears.
What, me worry?
Without the freckle.
Without the freckle.
Yeah, without the freckle. Okay, go ahead, Bimber.
Aho.
Train going in from Fargo, carrying my mother back to me. She died last week outside of Fargo, victim of her country's apathy. No, no more fighting for me, mother. No more suffering to be done. No, no more pain and no more sorrow. Don't you know that you have won? Yeah, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles to go home. And through the never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. Yeah, hey, 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 hey. Ooh, 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 ooh. Whoa, oh, oh. Never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. Though they never let me know you, still, you mean so much to me. now I wish that I could show you all the love you're never gonna see. No, no more fighting for me, mother. No more suffering to be done. No, no more pain, no more suffering. Don't you know that you have won? Yeah, 35 more miles. The never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free.